It's time now for the Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. Every match sponsor includes Avera Health Systems Central Office, Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, and Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This elimination bracket round between Marion and Menno is also being sponsored by Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell, Rivers Edge Bank, Poet Research Center of Scotland, and Menno State Bank. Menno, who finished third a year ago, is 1-1. They beat Bridgewater Emory 3-0, lost to winner 4-3. Their coach is Bill Lanfear. Their team captain today is Jacob McKibben, with team members Trinity Stewart and Destiny Miller. Also on the team, Patrick Casey and Sierra Getzgal. For Menno, they are also 1-1. They lost to Mount Vernon 3-1, but then shut out Wessonin Springs 3-0. Their coach is Brian Schmuck. Their team captain is Logan Clout, with team members Connor Edelman and Hunter Haberman. Also on the team is Aiden Friesen. Winner moves on to play December 12th. Loser is eliminated in our Quiz Bowl round here this year. Marion has won the coin toss to determine who will get to go first. Marion, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Marion, here is your first round question. We ask both teams, make sure your captains speak loudly and clearly into your hands-free device. What is the name for Jewish places of worship?
A synagogue.
Synagogue or temple, I would have accepted, Marion. You are correct. You are on the board. You lead it 1-0. Menno, back to you. Simplistically speaking, an advocate of aggressive militaristic policies is a hawk. On the other hand, someone who opposes military options and prefers negotiation or conciliation is known as what kind of bird?
Dove.
Dove is correct, Menno, and you have tied the match up 1-1. Marion, back to you for the lead. In 1780, Sir Henry Clinton agreed to what American general's demand of £20,000 for the delivery of West Point to the British?
George Washington.
Would that be your answer?
Yes.
Marion, it is not. It is Benedict Arnold is what I'm looking for, Marion. No correct answer there for you. Menno, back to you for the lead. Caricature is the primary technique of what kind of cartoonist?
Political.
Political is correct. Menno, you have taken the lead at 2-1. Marion, back to you for the tie. What instrument was played by these musicians? Van Cliburn, Victor Borg, Vladimir Horowitz. For the tie, Marion, what would be your answer?
Saxophone.
It's piano. No correct answer for Marion. To Menno, correct answer here. Menno, you will advance and eliminate Marion. Here's your question. In 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay set three flags on the summit of Mount Everest, including those of India and what two other countries?
Nepal and Tibet.
Nepal and Great Britain is the exact answer I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Menno, leaving the door open for Marion for the tie. The secret annex in the attic of Mr. Frank's former business is central to what non-fictional work?
Diary of Anne Frank.
That is correct, Marion. You've tied the match up 2-2. Again, Menno, back to you. Still with the correct answer, you will win the match 3-2. Here's your question. A material likely to break or crack when subjected to moderate stress is described as being what?
Brittle.
Is correct, Menno, and you have moved on and eliminated Marion 3-2 and moved on to play again December 12th in our Quiz Bowl. Final score here, Menno 3, Marion 2, with the Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.